my new stationery. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, my new stationery. I've just created a new stationery for myself. We have our office stationery, which is very confident and very good, but I just created a new stationery for myself because I want to send it to all the people that I am in contact with on a personal basis. And what I want to emphasize is that I have a cellular phone, and this cellular phone is one that I would enjoy if they would call me on, because then I would be able to be reached by them at any time because I have my cellular phone with me. And for your benefit, my cellular phone number is 1-619-813-1975, the year we established our business here in Campbell. 1-619-813-1975. So, now I have that on there, and so when I'm walking my meditation path and I am away from my house, my phone, if someone has to call me or wants to call me, they can call me on the cell phone and I'll pick it up and talk to them and share with them and then go on with my meditation path. My meditation paths are sacred. They're very sacred to me, very wonderful. As my friend Henry said the other day from Mr. Goldsmith, that sacredness is not the past, but sacredness is the living presence. It is sacred in the now. It is sacred in the living activity. And so my meditations are sacred in the living activity and in the ever-present activity that I'm living and doing in. Now, so I have my cell phone and people can call me. And my new stationery plays up that phone number so that if anyone looks at my stationery, they'll see that. And I don't have the business line on there, my Hermitage household line on there, or any other line on there, just that, and my email. So if people want to contact me, they know how. And it's kind of a nice thing. Many times I'm walking along the meditation path, or I'm out doing something in my garden or wherever, and my cell phone rings, and I pick it up. And recently it's been one of my dear friends who is in prison, and he calls and wants to chat and have some uplifting attitudes be put into his mind while he's in this other monastery. And he says, Herb, to talk to you just brightens my day and just gives me a lift and helps me along the way. I really appreciate being able to reach you. Thank you for being there for me. And you know, when people say that to you, you realize, well, you're doing something right. And of course, I know I'm doing something right. But that's a good thing, too. And my friend Christy in London, she calls from her hospital there. And every once in a while, she has a little thing that upsets her. And so she'll call me and she'll say, Herb, sunshine of my life, give me some positive thinking that I can base my day on it. And so I give her some positive attitude, some positive thoughts. And she says, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And she goes back about her business, enlightened with these positive attitudes that are flowing forth to her. And she feels that's just great. Now, I told Christy, I said, if ever you misplace my number, it's on my stationery when I write you a note. And so you can always be sure to find it there. And it's rather wonderful. And I have another wonderful friend down in Nigeria, in Africa. And she calls, and she calls, and she calls, and she has beautiful things that she shares about how wonderful the students are doing down there and how wonderful her program is. And when she calls on my cell phone, it is so wonderful to be able to reach her because I'm out of my office more often than I'm in it. And so when people want to reach me and can reach me, how great. Sometimes I'm driving in town, and I just reach up and press my little ear button, and there I'm talking to my wife, or there I'm talking to my son, or there I'm talking to my friends, and I'm talking to my sister, and I'm talking to the staff on the campus. And it's just a click, and then howdy-doody, and beautiful things are happening, and it's a wonderful thing. And that's my cell phone. It's a handy, wonderful gadget to have, and a beautiful thing that serves me very well. Now, if you want to call me, and you have something that is in your heart, I'll be happy to share it. I was talking with Heinz in Switzerland the other day, and he's in the hospital, and he's getting ready for an operation, and he'll be doing just fine. The operation takes place today, and he is just fine, just fantastic. Well, now, he calls me on my cell phone and talks and tells me all sorts of wonderful things, and I say, Heinz, you're a fantastic guy. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And he says, I know that, Herb. Thank you. Just wanted to have a confirmation. And so he was pleased. Now, I talked with Heinz maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and I don't spend a lot of time talking to people, even my son. Sometimes we talk for 2 or 3 minutes, and I say, anything more, son? He says, no, Dad, that's it. And I said, okay, I love you, bye. I am not a chit-chatter on the phone. I like to share what I like to share, and if you have something important to say, fine. If you have nothing important to say, say goodbye. That's what I say. But the thing is, say it. You're always welcome. My line is always open to you, to everyone who wants to find out and share their love and their goodness and their happiness, because that's what I'm all about. That's why I'm here. My reason for being on this expression at this time is to share love wherever I can, unconditionally, with everyone that I can, unconditionally, totally, fully, completely. And it is a beautiful life that I live. And so, thus goes my stationery, which is a very wonderful thing. So, if you haven't received my stationery, you now have my cell phone number, 1-619-813-1975. And I'll be happy to hear from you and share a moment or two of love, and then on about our business. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.